We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shane, can we get the details, please, on Pizza Wednesday on the Bernstein and Rahimi Show?
Yeah, it's for the entire panorama, we've been celebrating Pity Pizza Wednesday.
Closer to the weekend, Thursday, and then Friday, here comes the weekend.
With Dan and Layla, when they complain and they feel bad about us taking, apparently, according to Jay, all the food. So I went to a little local spot today called Domino's.
Domino's?
Yeah, Domino's. Domino's.
Say cheese. Burger pizza only from Domino's.
And cuts.
Do 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 Domino's.
The Domino's, and I got them a large hand-tossed pineapple pizza and a large hand-tossed pineapple pizza with Canadian bacon and roasted red peppers, and they didn't eat any of it.
Take that outside. Don't disrespect the pizza parlor.
Out of spite?
I want to throw things now.
Go ahead. Throw that horrible crap-ass pizza that Shane just brought in with pineapple on it. I mean, the level of trolling. Like, I thought it'd be, you know, he was doing a nice thing and saying, here's you have a Pizza Wednesday, and it's got pineapple on it. It's like, I'm doing a bit. I'm going to record it.
Money wasted. Jay did have a piece, by the way, which surprises nobody. He came out there and looked at the pineapple one. I said, well, there's Canadian bacon, sausage, and red pepper on the other one. And he opened the box. Oh, that actually looks kind of good.
I eat the pizza all by myself. Nobody else eats. Eat the pizza.
What a bunch of craps they are. I don't know what else to call them.
The meeting is until 3, but I always like to come to New York a little bit early and hit some of my favorite haunts. Like right here is my favorite New York pizza joint. And I'm going to go get me a New York slice.
Sbarro, more than pizza.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
We are, in fact, one day closer to the weekend, tomorrow being Pizza Friday. What's up, Matt Spiegel?
I can report, having made my normal Thursday appearance on Bernstein and Rahimi this morning to talk baseball, that Layla did, in fact, eat some of the pizza.
Of course.
And I said to her that eating pizza is the best revenge. I mean, I think that's the best way to get back at us for the dastardly deed that Shane did, is to actually just eat it and enjoy it. Take that, buddy!
You're welcome. So really, Dan was the only one who didn't eat the pizza.
I think that's true. I think that's true.
Typical. Taking the fun out of Pizza Wednesday. Spite Pizza Wednesday.
Pity Pizza
Wednesday. He doesn't eat carbs before like 10 o'clock at night.
He's so got a lot of rules.
The fact that he says like, oh, I didn't eat this pizza. Ugh, pizza. He wouldn't have eaten it anyways.
Right. He doesn't eat carbs before, what is it, noon? Is that what you said?
Oh, I think it's like 10 p.m. at night.
Doesn't eat carbs before 10 p.m. and he doesn't experience joy all day? Or is it?
Days that end in Y.
Days. That's when. He doesn't experience joy on those days.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Our producer Shane Reardon, who came up with the Spite Pizza Wednesday.
Pity Pizza Wednesday.
It took a lot out of him, apparently.
It did. You noticed that because what up, Herb Lawrence?
Hi, Herbie, baby.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Do I get to yell and have bad opinions? So
yes.
Is Shane me, but a little toned down, or am I Shane a little toned up?
Oh, that's a good question.
Tomato, tomato, really. I mean, Shane is our baseline, so I guess you're him toned up today
would be
the answer.
So you can be extra Herb. You can be as Herb as you want to be, and you still won't be baseline Shane, I think.
I think that makes sense. But what's interesting is that
we have the Locked On Sox podcast as our prediction team today.
You guys are lucky. You guys are really lucky today.
That's big stuff.
Very. But do you not find it convenient that the day before he had a vacation day scheduled for this big weekend that he has planned with the beautiful weather forecast in the city, that today happens to be the day that he has his first sick day since starting the job? Coincidence? I think not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Good for Shane.
Go for it.
good for Shane.
I would say well played, except for the lying. You know, because I think that we as a people, as a show, as a species, we could handle it. If indeed he wanted the extra day, he said, guys, I think I'm going to take the extra day. All right. Good for you.
Yeah, but and he parlayed it from yesterday. Remember, you guys had a short show. He got ghost after that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So really from 2:35, 3 o'clock, that range yesterday through Monday, he's off.
Has he shared location with anybody on his cell phone? Can we figure out exactly where he is at this point?
He's probably starting tomorrow's chicken sandwiches right now on his Instagram page.
He better if he wants them to taste good.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he had to take the time off. It makes all the sense
in
the world.
Should just drive to Popeyes and get one. I mean, what are you doing?
He's too sick for that. It's a veteran move, and I respect it, and he doesn't have to use an extra vacation day. But get well soon, Shane. Get well soon.
We're all thinking about you, buddy, all of us.
Thoughts and prayers. We're very worried.
Save Ferris.
Exactly. Save Ferris. Save Shane. We should put it on our Threadless store, but Shane's not here, so we don't have the ability to do that.
Before we get to your adjusted perspective on the North Side 9, the South Side 9, we are waiting. We are in the formation that's been very familiar for you and I as we wait for possible injury news official regarding a White Sox player, this time Nick Madrigal, who did not touch first base and then fell down afterwards. And Stoney was understandably saying, God, I hope that's not an Achilles. And then we get the other news later that, it's just a hamstring. But you remember the Eloy Jimenez situation, the Luis Robert situations, both of them started with scary moments on the field.
Yeah.
Followed by somewhat encouraging initial reports that were vague and much discussed.
Yeah.
Followed by announcements during our show of just horrific multiple-month diagnosis.
Space, you have no idea. I think you think you know, but you don't actually know. Do you know how many Tommy Johns we had on this show before? And not the actual Tommy John, not Batman Lee's father-in-law. Love to have him on, but like...
He's the one Tommy John we can't get.
Yeah,
we can't
get him. Exactly. Do you know how many Tommy John injury announcements, surgeries we had before this show? I mean, Kopech, Rodon, all the other guys who have had it like before the show started. All these announcements inevitably come during this show.
Well, here's what I want to say.
Do you remember that day with Kopech? Because he pitched the night before, and then it was the next day where we found out, we were doing the show with Mac, and it was a feel-good Friday that day.
It was a feel-good Friday, and Mac was just... His mood did not adjust like one iota or 1%.
He had toothy critters on the brain, and you can't fault him for it.
Oh, boy, that's too bad. My fishing trip starts at 6:05.
Mac, you literally have your fishing lures out on the table here.
There'll be another story to talk about. Some other pitcher will be up.
He's like, a typical White Sox. And I'm like, I'm trying to be the empathetic one,
right.
and that puts me in a bad, it's just not my normal.
It was pretty clear. Yeah.
Doesn't play to your strengths.
Yeah, it was very tricky to be like, no, this is a pretty serious deal, Mac. It's like, should we be talking football? Man, it was a weird show. But yeah, and I was hoping, Tanny, that you were going to maybe reference some injuries that had happened before I was in afternoons, but no, you just went back to ones that since I had actually been in afternoons.
Of which there are many.
So the mush of the Sox continues. But yes, we are hoping that it is just a insignificant injury to Nick Madrigal and he will not be out very long because they have, we talked about this very early in the season, man.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the only thing that could derail the team if it wasn't going to be the manager and culture, because their culture is too strong for any of that nonsense to get in the way of it, was just snowball effect, season from hell, one of those years that you throw away. And then they've had it and they're still overcoming it.
It's astonishing. They're the heavy, heavy favorite to win the American League despite not having Eloy and Robert and Engel for part of the year. And despite several different bullpen guys having moments of of regression and all of that stuff. And the irony here is that Madrigal was great last night. That's easily the best all-around game I've seen him play. Like a couple good defensive plays, got more on a throw than I've ever seen him have at one point, hit the ball very, very hard into the gap, and he's rolling.
Right, which is why you feel bad for him with the timing. But I do think that the team, and they're 3-1 to win the American League right now. 3-1. Wow. The overwhelming odds-on favorite to win the American League pennant are the Chicago White Sox. And it's a product of a couple of things, right? It's a product of the Central being down. So unlike the AL East, where you don't know who's going to win that division, so whoever doesn't win that division has to deal with the wild card game, which the White Sox will not have to deal with. Like, it doesn't mean that they on the field are that much better than all of the AL East teams, but it does mean that their path to a American League pennant is cleaner than anyone's. And honestly, their path to a World Series right now is cleaner than anyone, because the only team that's more a favorite to win the World Series than them is the Dodgers. But we know about what's going on in the NL West with the Giants being so surprising, and obviously the Padres and all the talent that they have, that there's obviously a version of this season where the Dodgers have to contend with a wild card game scenario.
So clear path to the division title there just naturally makes you a stronger favorite.
Just talking the gambling perspective.
Yeah, of course. And they have the biggest division lead of any division in baseball.
Right
now.
And no team that feels like they can challenge them. Right?
Yeah, Cleveland needs more offense, but that collection of arms is going to be daunting all year long.
I thought that David Haw asked a really good question today, just kind of off the cuff to Mully. And I think it's a little premature, but like, that's sports radio in a nutshell, and it's absolutely going to be a huge discussion point for them come July. But no news on Robert and Eloy is good news, right? Because then... no one's buying or selling right now. It's still too early. But like, if you saw,
the Mariners picked up Jake Bowers yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, if you're not gonna follow along with the transaction page,
my apologies.
Then,
Mariners are a baseball team.
Somebody get me Carm.
Is Jay Buhner still there? if no one's really buying or selling, it's a little early for it. But if Rick Hahn went out tomorrow and got a center fielder. Got a mainstay outfield piece who was going to play every day.
Or if he would have done that, yeah.
You'd be like, oh, well, maybe they think that Robert isn't coming back this year. Yeah. Or Eloy isn't coming. But because they haven't, it feels like it's leaving open the door for the possibility of August or September production from guys who before the year were top 10 candidates to win the MVP.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, Vaughn playing so well defensively and looking so comfortable offensively, Engel now being back, Hamilton being useful, that kind of stuff. I think far and away their number one need is a right-handed relief pitcher. Ironically enough, with all those arms that they have, Hoyer and Marshall, I don't think they feel like they have a dominant right-handed setup man for Hendricks at this point.
I think that is totally reasonable, but I think that it's also, there's, in terms of offensive production and power offensive production, I feel like it feels like you're going to get at least one of those guys back. Locked On Sox guys, are you assuming that September you have at least one of those guys in your lineup? I can refer to you guys as the Locked On Sox guys, right now, just cumulatively.
Yeah, we're certainly hopeful, and I think the initial diagnosis on Luis Robert not needing the surgery and just needing to rest is encouraging, but we saw with Engel how quickly that thing can get pushed back with the re-aggravation, or guy gets too anxious to get out there and play, re-aggravates it. But yeah, I think... the fact we saw Eloy at the facility in Arizona with a bat, smiling, walking around the training room without any sling or whatever, you would have to wear for that type of injury. I thought that was encouraging. So hopeful, yes, but not counting on it by any means. And it is, that was a good question by David Haw asked earlier today. I heard that as well, but I worry that it's just way too soon and there's no way you could strike a deal with anyone unless you dramatically overpay and they're not really in that position right now.
I think that makes sense. And there's, As always with all of these conversations, there's a lot of time between now and when Rick Hahn has to make a decision, but I was just looking at the odds the other day, and then you look at their division lead, like you mentioned, and then how some of the other power teams in baseball have a lot of, you know, really good teams are going to find themselves in the wild card round. Really good teams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Yankees are I think the Yankees are the fourth best team in that division. These Blue Jays are fun. And if they make a deal for a pitcher to add to their rotation, you'll see their ace, Hyunjin Ryu, tonight. I think these Blue Jays are for real with that lineup.
We have a station announcement coming up at 3 o'clock, but I want to see if anyone is feeling the way that I'm feeling about the Cubs, because it's shifted a little bit recently, and I can point to something specific.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Max on the score.
Can't wait. I've only been on the other side of a full sold-out Wrigley Stadium, and it's rowdy, so I'm excited to be on this side. It's gonna be quite the event. So I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be rocking.
It's great to be here at Wrigley Stadium.
Oh, Jock. Oh no. I love the home run, and he taunted Tatis with the little stutter step move going around third base.
It's fun, and afterwards he said that Tatis has some of the most swag in MLB and just enjoyed it. It's all in good fun.
Wrigley Stadium.
Yeah. At least he's not a politician.
Or Jeff Gordon. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. By the way, we're going to be there tomorrow. Cannot wait. We'll be doing the show afterwards from Pat Hughes' booth. But if people want to go to Saturday's game, keep it locked right here. We have 3 4 packs of tickets to give away to Saturday, 80 degrees, sunny.
Evening game.
Cubs-Cardinals at night. Kick off your summer with a 4-pack of tickets at Wrigley Field. Here's how you're going to listen. Have the number ready. 312-540-0670. 312-540-0670. You got to be the sixth caller when you hear Pat Hughes say,
"It's kind of a dank afternoon."
When you hear that during a commercial break on the show today, if you're the sixth caller at 312-540-0670. Now again, don't call now, but when you hear Pat say that during a commercial break,
okay,
you'd be the sixth caller.
But not this time that I heard.
No. That's the dank afternoon.
Yeah.
You hear it and you call and you get the tickets. How about that?
I think that's awesome. I'm thrilled that we as a station can do this. And it's
you got any tickets laying around? Let me know.
We will.
We do.
We apparently do, Dave. It's one of the great things about being affiliated with a team is that we can hook the listeners up with stuff like this every once in a while. And now that they're back to full capacity, then that means our allotment has gone up and we can do this. That's really cool.
So
4-pack for Saturday Cubs Cardinals at full capacity.
3 of them, too. So we're going to play. Woo. It's a dank afternoon during 3 separate commercial breaks today.
But not now. Don't call now.
But not now. Got you're it. The sixth caller at that number, 312-540-0670. You got a shot to win the tickets.
Now, you can call right now. It's just the lines are blocked, so go ahead.
Okay.
Do all your thing.
Thank you, Herb.
Thanks, Shane Herb.
Shane Herb.
Shanerb.
Herb Reardon.
Shanerb works.
Shanerb. I like Shanerb.
Shanerb. This is weird, and this is obviously just how I feel. I have no idea if other Cubs fans are relate to this, but before the year, I had basically no expectations about the team. I thought they were a 75-win team. I didn't think they had enough pitching, and I thought they were going to be selling. It was a bad combination. And
I told you they were sneaky decent. Told you to hammer that over a 79. Here we are.
Yeah, they're looking good. They are in first place. They are 35 up, 27 down. They are exceeding my expectations, your expectations, Vegas's expectations.
All of us.
And they are complicating Jed Hoyer's reality. But I will admit that because of... Are they going to trade Bryant? Are they going to sign Baez? What's going to happen with Rizzo? My preseason expectations. I haven't really watched them with the critical eye of they could actually win something. Like, they could be a contender. Baseball randomness, baseball luck in the postseason. Like, would they be an underdog to the Padres or the Dodgers? Of course, but we just saw...
They've taken 5 out of 6 from San Diego.
Right, they can beat those teams. And yesterday... I just had it penciled as a loss. Playing Darvish, getaway, West Coast trip.
Contreras, Baez, Bryant, all not in the lineup.
Yeah. Arrieta hadn't been good at all. Like, yep. I had that game in as a loss. And then they played a very solid game and won when everything was pointing to them losing. And I've said that they have the major league vibes and nobody believes in us and let's prove management wrong and don't write us off yet and the pedigree and everything with that.
I remember how that movie ends.
Exactly. And so now it's weird where I have to like force myself to say, well, if they win the division, they avoid the wild card game. And if they avoid the wild card game, then anything can happen in a best of five. And if something does happen for you in a best of five, now you're one series away from the World Series, and it's baseball, and they just showed that they can hang with those types of teams. So we're about a third of the way through the season at this point, right? A little bit more than that. They're in first place. The division isn't very good. I think I got to start talking about this team like they're a contender because Jed's not going to sell if they're in first or close to it. So they deserve to be treated like a team with expectations, even though admittedly I haven't been treating them like I have any expectations on them for the first 60 games.
You mean like big picture postseason expectations?
Well, if you get there.
Because if you get in, we've said this, obviously it's been true forever. If you get in... Baseball randomness and the nature of the postseason means you could get hot or you could get a little lucky or both and advance, right? Well,
the Dodgers could lose in the wild card round. Dodgers would be a wild card team if it happened today. They'd be playing the Padres.
There are no sure things in the playoffs. We've seen it year after year after year. The Dodgers were the best team in baseball for 3 straight years before they ended up actually winning it. Yeah, no, it's true, because here's the thing. If we're going to look at the last 4 years of Cubs' failings as partially being based on an overall offense that got figured out, but also just being based on stuff happens in a 3-game series, man, or stuff happens in a short series in MLB because of randomness, and it worked against them in a couple of those years, why couldn't it work for them this year?
Yeah, and do I think they're the best team in baseball? Far from it. But
if they get in
and if the 3 best teams in the National League are all in the West, and based on run differential, they are.
2 of those are going to be wild card teams.
So one of those will be eliminated and finish with a better record than the Mets. And you can have a path where it's like, oh, I just got to beat one of these teams in the NLCS. And maybe you end up being okay. It's a weird thing to... I've looked at them as a contender for 5 years, right? Not necessarily the beginning of 2015, but you get my point.
Sure.
Like, in terms of
that mindset, and now you've let it go, and now it's being foisted back upon you.
So unexpectedly and so quickly, and again, totally arbitrary for me. Maybe some Cubs fans got there 10 games ago, 20 games ago. Maybe some Cubs fans are like, I'm waiting until the All-Star break.
Right.
But for me...
I know why.
That game, Darvish...
It's Darvish, man.
I think so.
I heard it in you yesterday. You came in with... more than your standard dismissive baseball cynicism.
Sure.
Like, your baseline of that.
Yes.
You had a much stronger baseball cynicism, like... They're going to lose today. We're doing 35 minutes getting ready for this game. It's Darvish against a getaway. This is going to be awful. It's going to be a reminder of what you traded.
Yes.
A reminder of the awful and or at least disappointing offseason. It's a reminder of what you're not anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then they go out and they beat him.
And they just—it was a 3-4 road trip. It wasn't anything crazy, but it was impressive.
It ended strong, and it was scary at the beginning. And these are good teams.
Yes.
And the fact that they didn't go into some deep dark hole after losing the first few in San Francisco and were able to salvage a 3-4 against good teams and come back. There's some good signs there. Some definite good signs there.
So. How that will change in terms of our conversation or analysis, and it could go away quickly if they lose 7 of 8 or whatever. I don't know. And honestly, maybe it's going to the game tomorrow and the city opening up and the weather and Cubs Cardinals and just, man, the roar of that crowd tomorrow.
The vibes are good, babe.
The vibes are real good.
The vibes are real good. It's real nice. And, you know, it's full, not just full capacity. It means full Wrigleyville mayhem. I'm a little fearful on that front.
Nah.
I gotta say.
The drunkenness. It's a tested crowd.
How much vomit on the streets is acceptable for the first full Wrigleyville event? Is there a metric on that?
Just every person stays within their own quota, and then the street cleaning situation will be taken care of.
Okay.
This is a veteran crowd and maintenance of puke.
Guys, the street cleaners literally have Cubs logos on them. They're ready.
No, this is not something I'm concerned about. The pandemic did not crush drunken behavior in Wrigleyville.
No, not crush it.
We're going to be fine.
People are going to be stepping on top of it and just like being at their absolute drunkest.
Home.
They're absolute silliest.
Normalcy.
Yeah. John Lester's normalcy.
We made it.
Trying to get a little bit back to normalcy if we can.
That's what tomorrow is. Tomorrow?
Is that normal, though? What's happening tomorrow? Will there be normal behavior there?
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah. I
mean, 100% capacity and
but
people.
The behavior, though, that occurs in large crowds.
It's normal for that neighborhood.
Hey. It's a second opening day.
Reopening day,
it's
baby.
You
really love baseball, Danny. I'm so happy that you love baseball now.
Very excited about tomorrow's baseball festivities.
What happened? Did he fall in love with it at some point?
Beer.
I can't tell.
Beer and sun. It's summer. And we got tickets. I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
The crowd loves you, Danny.
Oh, they love it.
Stay forever.
I'm going to do that.
No, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. We don't want
We got to yell loud. We got to yell dumb things loudly because we're just a few rows further back from where you are.
Need digger dollars. Give me some digger dollars, Ian.
God, so embarrassing.
Stay forever, KB.
Mostly embarrassing for you.
Of course.
Screaming those things at Cubs players.
I'll wear it.
Last week from the first row. Genuine excitement and pride. We're going to announce something here coming up in about 5 minutes. Hasn't been done anything like this at this radio station in over 20 years. It's a huge deal. I cannot wait to share the details with you. A ton of work has gone into this. Huge score announcement next, conveniently, on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.